This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar introductory theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Sound like Casey Kasem every once in a while. And now to the hits. Well, they are the hits, actually. According to the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by the one, the only, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And he has the gargantuan task every week with his staff of listening to a lot of radio programs, talking to people that are doing radio, doing research, come up with this list, the stories that are in the top 10 that are published at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, in fact, and also djvshow.com. So there's a people list and there's a story list, 10 on each one of them, sometimes, most of the time, in fact, they're interrelated. So, Michael, let's see what we can do about calming the fears that people have, shall we?
I don't know if that's our job. Maybe it's not our job. I'm not sure if calming fears, maybe just addressing them. But certainly the gargantuan task is greater than the local gargantuan task of shoveling snow.
Yes.
Which, you're out on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast. We have another snowstorm, 1 month to spring. One wouldn't know it. Winter weather at number 10 and climate change. Climate change.
By the way, the pilot last night flying the plane out here was happy to mention two or three times that it was the last plane going west out of Boston for about 24 hours. As in, another snowstorm. But wasn't it wonderful that during the week we had 70-degree weather, and is that because of climate change, or is it just one of those things?
All I could say is that during the winter, there's always conversation about weather, and whenever there's conversation about weather these days, there's always the discussion of climate change. In some cases, the discussion of climate change is scientifically appropriate. In other cases, it's politically expedient, and we're always wondering now when we hear stories about climate change.
So which is it this week?
Exactly.
Every week it changes.
You know, I just find, speaking of the weather, that there is more hyperbole in recent years about the weather than there was in earlier days. Snowstorms, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, floods, droughts. It seemed more normal. Now everything is the storm of the century.
Right. It's all overplayed.
It's like, come on. You know, we talk about fake news. I think the bigger problem we face in our society is fake weather.
Well, I think we've got a lot of fake here and there. And when we get to the number one issue, I'm going to ask you that with regard to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Are we overplaying that? And I'm going to,
that didn't make our chart this week. That didn't make the chart this week. There hasn't been that much conversation about. I'm kidding. I had you nervous there for a moment. There for a second, you thought I lost my mind.
Am I looking at the wrong list here?
Is this week's show, or are we doing last week's show?
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, as I begin to climb up the chart, there's a disproportionate amount of conversation for number one over the rest of everything. It does tie into some of the top ones. But we have 10, so we're going to do 10. But it's very top-heavy with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So let's get to it. At number 9, we have U.S.-China relations, and they're exacerbated by the fact that Xi Jinping is watching his buddy Vladimir Putin and going, maybe I can do the same thing with Taiwan. At number 8, social media. There's always social media conversation, always something about infringement of privacy or bias or any number of issues with social media. And Trump launched his Truth Social app, and that's been talked about. At number 7, crime and violence tied with race relations. At number 6, the Supreme Court of the United States nomination process. At number 5, we're talking about the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential elections, as though they're happening next week. At number 4, the January 6th committee that grinds on. Speaking of grinding on, COVID-19 is at number 3, and the trucker convoys is among the mix of things we're talking about related to COVID. The economy is at number 2. And number 1, the Russia invasion of Ukraine. Now, on the people list, Xi Jinping is at 10, Mark Zuckerberg is at 9, Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, William Roddy Bryan at number 8. They're in the race killing, the hate crime Georgia story. Number 7, Leandra Kruger and Ketanji Brown, contenders for the SCOTUS nomination, which might happen today. In the midst of everything, not sure, today meaning sometime before the weekend, because we're heard at different times with this program, or it'll happen at the beginning of the week. Ron DeSantis is at 6. Ivanka Trump and Rudy Giuliani are at 5.
What a pair. What a nice pair that. What a great couple they make.
Yeah, well, you know, they can see comfort in each other's kindness. At number 4, Joseph Latipo. At number 3, Donald Trump. Number 2, Vladimir Putin, and number 1, Joe Biden. That's basically a snapshot of a crazy week. The world's a dangerous place.
I want to go back to what you said a few minutes ago as we tie things in. I am going to ask that question as to whether we're doing too much when we talk about the winter weather. We're just overcooking it, and I'm beginning to think we may be overcooking this invasion of Ukraine. But having said that, when you go through the other stories, for example, the economy is tied to the invasion. COVID, in my mind, is tied because I believe, and I've said this on the air any number of times, that the Chinese created the virus to destabilize the world, which they did over the 2 years that we've just lived through. And that destabilization has made us all a little, is unprepared the right way to look at the forces of evil that are messing around with the former Soviet Union countries, mostly Ukraine at the moment. But if that works, you know, just keep going. There are 13 other countries that maybe Putin wants to put in his basket. So I think that the COVID thing has really rocked the reality of the world economically and otherwise. And, you know, we've fallen into the China relationships, number 9. We have given away our country, not only our country, but the rest of the world, because of the greed of, I guess, individuals who want to buy cheap stuff and companies wanting to make things cheaper so they can make more money. Capitalism is the best, like democracy, when it's not abused. And so the Chinese knew enough about how people think 40-some-odd years ago to create the scenario that they have created, which basically makes them the dominant player in the world as far as economic items are concerned. And that certainly is affecting his power, the ability that the Chinese have. And now, it's interesting to note, Michael, that is he Chairman Xi, or I don't know what he's, President Xi? He told Putin, apparently, this week, that China would support efforts to resolve the situation via dialogue. Now, is that just huffing and puffing from the Chinese state media? Or is he just behind the scenes saying, yeah, go get them. We'll back you. If they ruin your economy, we'll give you whatever you need. What do you think?
Who knows what they mean? I mean, it's propaganda. It's you know, political speak. You know that everybody's looking out for themselves. I mean, the one saving grace about the alliance between Russia and China is they'll eventually turn on each other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's an uneasy...
That's interesting.
Well, think right. about it. I think, yeah. I mean, you know, if they can get along with each other, then maybe we can get along with them. No, it's not that simple. Geopolitics is a very, it's an ever-changing set of relationships. It's like in a family. Different factions join forces for different issues. And so the person that you're allied with on one issue is your enemy on another. Mm-hmm. And you can be sure there's all kinds of intrigue going on between Russia and China. But right. I think that we're dealing at a time where there's a rise in authoritarianism. And
what brings that about?
Oh, that's one of the really complex aspects of the pendulum swinging in terms of human relations. It brings it about is that sometimes when things become complicated and people feel insecure, they turn to strong men. They turn to dictators. They want consistency. They want law. They want order. And they want national pride. People get hung up on the pride in the motherland. That's one of Russia's problems right now, which was a problem in Germany after World War I. The German ego, the German pride was dented and demolished, and Hitler played into that. And you know, we're the fatherland, we're the master race, and Putin's doing that with the Russians. They feel threatened. All of these satellite countries that they had as part of the Soviet Union are now potential NATO allies, you know, potential enemies surrounding their borders, particularly Ukraine. And from their perspective, at least the fear that Putin is capitalizing on sets these kinds of things in motion. And that's what's happening. So I know your question is going to be, are we overplaying this? And I'm not going to answer it because I know we have a break coming. But it's an interesting question. Maybe we're underplaying it. It might even be more serious than you think.
Over, under, sideways, down. Remember that song? We can maybe use
Yardbirds.
That as a theme here. The Yardbirds did that song. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here as we work our way through the stories, the charts from Talkers Magazine, thinking about what your thoughts are. You can share them, if you like, on our social media at DJV Show, whether it's Twitter or Instagram. It's Facebook.com. Say it again, Doug. Get that out fast. Facebook.com. Thank you. / DJV Show. Okay, we continue in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Auto
honorary forest ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are. Let's move it. Move it. As we move,
let's move this thing along. It's bogging down in all of this work.
Oh, it's because we're all paying so much attention to the number one thing, and that brings me around to the question. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number one this week is the invasion of Ukraine. So are we, as we have suggested with the climate change, and you can come up with any number of almost everything is tilted toward extremism, I think. The talk about the truckers up in Montreal, COVID itself, the Supreme Court, everything gets weighted and everything gets distorted. And so I'm wondering out loud now whether you think, as an expert when it comes to listening to folks opine about issues, are we guilty of or are we in danger of putting too much focus on Ukraine and getting people worked up the question about whether it's World War III? I think that's an absurd question, frankly. That's what I think. I don't even want to have that discussion on the air, because I think that all it does is whip people up for reasons that are really focusing on the insecurities of people, and the news media isn't the news media anymore. All it does is try to get you to pay attention to what it's doing, like it was the mainstay of everything instead of the information they're supposed to be providing. Am I right or wrong? What do you think?
Well, no. These are problems that we have to deal with in terms of seeking truth and being productive in our communications and balancing the issue of trying to make money in journalism while still being journalists. Mm-hmm. That's the key problem. The key problem is to provide the news in a way that beats your competitor. You get more clicks, more eyeballs, more earballs, you know, more attention, and then you get more money. And in order to do that, you have to make it more sensational, more exciting. And this is a problem. The other point to counter that would be to have the government run the media and make sure everything is, you know, fair and balanced and right. And of course, that would be worse than a free market. So we're stuck being human, and all of the weaknesses that we have in our systems, none of which are perfect, the problems come out. In terms of are we blowing up issues such as the Russian invasion of Ukraine, I think we have to a certain point to counterbalance the fact that the people that are listening to this conversation and the people that watch the news and read the newspapers and follow everything, believe it or not, are a minority. Most people don't care and don't know about any of this stuff. The amount that you live in a world of this kind of information.
Bravo. Yeah.
You know, if you went to, you know, a mall or someplace and interviewed 100 people, you'd be shocked at how many people don't know about Russia invading Ukraine, or what supply chain shortages means, or that there's a convoy, or that there's a January 6th committee, or that the Supreme Court has an opening in it, and the balance of the left and the right in terms of its processes for generations to come is hanging in the balance.
But that's over. Cook too, isn't it? I mean, maybe you're.
I don't know. These are important things.
Yeah, they are.
You know, would you rather that nobody talked about it or cared about it?
No, I would rather that we heard
celebrity gossip.
I don't mean to. This is not about the fairness doctrine. I just like to have a little more balance. Maybe people don't want balance. Maybe they just want to hear what they want to hear. It's like I'm listening to country music instead of AC music. That could be part of it. We'll continue this discussion because it's a good one, as usual, on the Talk Radio.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will be sanctioned by the Biden administration. The White House saying the move against Putin is being done in partnership with allies in Europe. This as New York is preparing to welcome thousands of refugees from Ukraine. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine saying New York City needs to start preparing for the arrival of refugees.
The city does need to start investing now in the
nonprofits that have the expertise but are already overstretched and need to start preparing now for what could be the arrival of thousands just in New York City alone.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says she's truly humbled to be President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court. The president keeping his promise to use skin color as the main prerequisite for his Supreme Court nominee. USA Radio News. The CDC is updating the metrics it uses for recommending masks. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was among those to unveil a new community-level metric system that labels an area's COVID level as low, medium, and high.
As the virus continues to circulate in our communities, we must focus our metrics beyond just cases in the community and direct our efforts toward protecting people at high risk for severe illness.
The CDC saying masks only need to be worn when a community is in the high level. Immunocompromised are recommended to wear masks in a location where it is in the medium tier. Pope Francis is weighing in on Russia invading Ukraine.
AFP, the French private international news agency headquartered in Paris, is reporting Pope Francis made a visit Friday to the Russian embassy in the Holy See, also called the See of Rome, to express his concern for the war. The meeting lasted less than an hour. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, second half hour of this week's overview of the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the mind and the mouth of Michael Harrison, who's here.
Mind and the mouth.
Remember the old expression as disc jockeys? I remember using this sort of phraseology. Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. Did you ever hear that one?
I've heard that, but I didn't hear it in terms of disc jockeys. I just heard it in...
Oh.
Yeah. You know, disc jockey terms like the master blaster. I like that one.
Right, yeah.
The master blaster.
Yep. You know. How about my nickname for Putin? I used to call him Pukin Putin. Now I call him, he's paranoid, I think, among other things. You come up with all kinds of alliterative things when it comes to, if you can't do that with a Chinese, because nothing. Really, with a Chinese name, you can't do that. But with a name like Putin, yeah, it's easy enough to do that. So we were talking before we paused here about the, I guess our question is, what's the job of talk radio here? What's the job of the news media? And, when you look at these situations and you wonder what's appropriate, what's real anymore? I'm wondering myself sometimes, what's real?
Well, obviously, that's the ultimate philosophical question that goes beyond news. We don't even know what's real in terms of reality.
Yeah, what's the real reality? Yeah.
We don't know what matter is made of. So, you know, when it comes to the workings of the human nervous system, which is really what this is all about, how we think and how we communicate and our actions, of course it's going to be complicated and it's going to be shrouded by mystery. That's what makes it interesting. What I believe is that hopefully people who are in the business of communicating information, news and views, opinions and facts, and some kind of a blurry mix between the two, that they in their hearts seek truth as opposed to victory. When you seek victory at the expense of truth, when it becomes more about winning than learning and doing something productive, then you're on a bad course. So I think it's the job of talk radio to be provocative, to bring information and to bring views about that information, and to create a form of entertainment that is productive, engaging, and informative.
One of the things that we fail to connect the dots, for example, America as the breadbasket of the world, even though we're kind of screwing ourselves up with some of the rules, regulations, and realities of who controls the food supply, but we still supply China with most of its wheat, its grain, the things they need to survive. Why we don't use that as leverage? Because you know and I know that the Russians don't have enough food either. They're always buying. The Chinese are supporting the Russians with food, with money, and we are supplying the Chinese with that food and that money. We are. America is. And why we don't see that, or why maybe it's because we're so ill-informed. We spend so much time talking about Trump and what a hero he is, or whatever, whoever you want to take, and put in that veil, or the things, the issues that we talk about. You look at all of the things that are on the list this week, and we've given short shrift to many of them, and they're important social items and important news things that affect people's lives. At this point, Ukraine will affect our lives by causing the price of gasoline and oil and that sort of thing to go back to where it was in 2014. And that was not pleasant. We made it through. And I guess maybe I'm wondering or thinking that I want the message to be, my message, to be that all these things that, happen and people have been warring with each other for years. Are we at the end of the line? Is the news media irresponsible? And maybe some talk show hosts as well, by suggesting this is the forerunner to World War III. There's no evidence of that here. There's evidence of China helping the Russians using, once again, our tools, our food, our money, because we keep supporting the Chinese way of existence. Their living is based on us supporting what they do.
A lot of it has to do with what your definition of World War III is. I mean, a lot of people feel we've been in World War III for years, and that World War III is a lot more than just, military conflict and, those old documentaries that we watched as kid, Victory at Sea.
Russian hacking, and at stuff like that. Why have we not brought them up short?
Well, we're talking about these things. I mean, one of the biggest problems facing every nation right now is its electric grid. You knock out the electric grid, all the computers come down and the lights go out, and you can't communicate with the troops in the field. You can't communicate with the airplanes flying in the sky. The World War III could be happening under our noses, and we don't realize it. One of the things that's so striking about this Russian invasion of Ukraine is that it's so 20th century in its makeup. Troops, tanks. As a matter of fact, some of the tanks that the Russians are using are old Soviet tanks. They're bringing them out of storage and aiming them, at the border. But the danger is the nuclear capability that both the U.S., Russia, China, possibly Iran, North Korea, Israel, France, England.
Is there anybody sane enough in positions of leadership to know that it's the end if it gets started?
We used to call it MAD, Mutually Assured Destruction, and it kept everything going. But the fact is, so many people have access to these deadly weapons of mass destruction, remember that term, that an event such as happening in Ukraine and Russia right now to counterpoint what you're saying, I'm presenting the other point of view, is extremely dangerous and could easily, because of some nutcase someplace, trigger World War III in the sense that you're discussing it. And as a dangerous military explosive event. And we're reminded of that. We've been complacent about the stockpile of nuclear armaments over the past couple of decades. We've lulled ourselves into thinking that this is not the kind of danger that we used to think it was back in the days of Khrushchev and the Cold War. So, no, I think that it deserves to be discussed. And I think it's extremely dangerous, and I think people should know that. I think it would be a mistake to whitewash it or suppress the danger.
Putting it in its proper perspective or in terms of analysis, paralysis, what are we analyzing? Yeah. We talk to the man. Look at Sean Penn over in Ukraine talking to the man on the street filming a documentary as we speak on the Russian invasion. What's going to be his, when that comes back, there'll be a lot of interest, as you can imagine, in it. So what'll be the twist? What'll be the turn here? You know, he's politically motivated, so is he going to blame it all on Biden, on Trump? Or, you know, what's real versus what's not real?
Well, he probably won't blame it on Biden, nor will he blame it on Trump. He'll probably blame it on Putin.
Let's hope.
What's very interesting about this, and you're touching upon something, is that our old idea of the left and the right, of liberals and conservatives, as it applies to Cold War stuff, you know, battle against communism or the battle against Russia, China, it's not falling out on the same party lines as we would have thought.
Right, the parties are splintering.
Right now, on the right side of the American spectrum, especially the far right, there's a tremendous amount of support for Putin. Now, who would have ever believed that?
Trump. And he was clever. Isn't that what he said this week? Trump said that Putin was clever.
He said he's a genius.
A genius. Yeah, right. That's good.
He said what he's doing in Ukraine is genius. And the whole idea of libertarianism is not getting involved in foreign adventures, focusing on all of this stuff is that the deck is getting shuffled. You cannot assume. And the reason I'm saying this is you refer to Sean Penn, who's, you know, a well-known liberal. You cannot assume what being a liberal or being a conservative means anymore in terms of the old schism between the East and the West, Russia and the U.S. Let's take a break, Doug.
Why don't we do that, Michael? We can do that, and then we'll continue on. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brought to you by Bank of America. America Saves Week is here just in time to remind you, it's never too late to make saving a habit. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 40% of Americans included increasing their savings as a top 2022 financial resolution. Holly O'Neill, President of Retail Banking at Bank of America.
One of the keys to achieving financial wellness is learning to save, whether you're able to put away $20 a month or $200. Start simple by reassessing your budget for areas to cut back, like an unused streaming service, and reroute that money to savings. Even a small savings reserve can lead to greater financial stability and protect you from needing to rely on overdraft or other stopgaps. But if you find yourself in a bind, pick a financial institution that offers resources to help clients manage their accounts. For example, along with offering a variety of solutions to help you save, Bank of America recently announced the elimination of returned item fees and a reduction in overdraft fees.
Learn more at bettermoneyhabits.bankofamerica.com.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
On the story list, according to Talkers Magazine this week, we'll go from number 10 to number 1 like we usually do. The story of the weather, the snowstorm, what's happening across the country, warm weather, cold weather, that's in our discussion focus. Number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, the social media world and opining and thought processes and, you know, all of the stuff that not only on talk radio, social media, podcasts, that sort of thing. Crime and violence, number 7. The nomination process for the Supreme Court, number 6. Looking forward to the elections of this year and later, number 5. January 6th and all of that, huzzah, number 4. COVID is 3. The economy is 2. And the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as you might expect, has occupied lots of time and space in people's minds and in the conversation. So that's the story list from Talkers Magazine. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Michael Harrison, among many other tasks that he performs during the week, provides us all with some very important information about people that are involved in the talk game by interviewing folks on the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. This week, he's gone wild, folks. He's doing an interview with a guy named Kaminsky, and I thought it was a television show when I first looked at the
right? Kaminsky Method,
which is a good show.
Yeah, this guy spells it with an A as opposed to an O. This fellow's name is Ross Kaminsky. He's an expert on foreign policy and foreign affairs and the economy. Couldn't be more timely. He hosts a show at KOA, a big flamethrower out in Denver. And we talk about everything going on, you know, in the world right now. Very timely. MHinterview.com.
You know, when you think about some of the stations and people that have been produced by some of the stations, as soon as you mention KOA, I think of the guy who got killed, as it was a talk show, Alan Berg. Remember him?
Oh, gosh, yes.
He got killed. He walked out of the studio, and a bunch of skinheads didn't like what he was saying on the air, so they killed him.
Yeah, he was a liberal who was killed by right-wing skinheads.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so then you think about some of the other things that are said. You know, there's a certain amount of, you know, we talk about how easy sometimes these jobs are, but there are, depending on how staunchly you stick to your guns, pardon the pun, on the air, you know, you're going to get...
Well, the truth of the matter is, in this day and age, it's dangerous to be famous, it's dangerous to be a celebrity, and it's very dangerous to openly express your political opinion about anything. There's danger attached to it.
Words of wisdom spoken by the one and only Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with our focus on the legalese of items that are discussed on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of February 21st to the 25th, with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our official attorney of record here on the countdown. So isn't the invasion of Ukraine illegal? Why isn't the World Court putting Russia on trial? Why don't they arrest Putin, put him in jail, or better yet, take him out back in a firing squad and shoot him?
Or just have him grab a doorknob with the poison that he has used to kill his opponents.
Right.
You know,
That's a good idea too.
I'll take you back to Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was having difficulty with the Supreme Court, which was knocking down a lot of the proposals he was making. And at one point, he was going to send in the military to stop them and said, hey, if the Supreme Court's so tough, let them send their army to enforce things. And that's the way it is. The World Court depends on people just doing the right thing. But let me tell you a story about what could be done, and we'll see if they have, as our old friend Gene Burns used to say, the testicular fortitude to do it. A big problem with sanctions is that the oil and gas that the Russia sends to Western Europe, they depend on, and so they're not likely to do that. However, it is extremely well documented that Putin and all of the oligarchs surrounded him have sent out billions and billions of dollars into dummy accounts to launder money illegally, a lot of it in the Caribbean. And quite frankly, we do have specific laws against money laundering that would allow the United States to go after that money. That would be the biggest kind of sanction you could ever do. The big question is, does the United States and the West have the guts to go after the money that has been illegally laundered and is being illegally laundered in dummy and false accounts in the West, particularly in the Caribbean? And this is something that there was the Panama Papers a few years ago that exposed the fact that a lot of political leaders from Russia and from everywhere were parking money down there. Now, there were a few cases that were brought, but quite frankly, this is illegal money from Russians that is being laundered there, and including Putin. If the West really wanted to go after them, that would be a major sanction.
Testicular fortitude. God love them. That's right. That's what we need. A little more of that. All right, speaking of the Supreme Court, number six this week on the story list is a focus on the nomination process. And because of all of the hoopla about Ukraine, most of the other stories got second shrift. Not much discussion about who's going to show up. And perhaps next week in the President's State of the Union address, there will be a name that floats to the surface. Does that seem realistic?
Yeah, I think it is. Biden has indicated publicly that he has made his decision. And, you know, there are a few people that are coming to mind, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, Leandra R. Kruger, and J. Michelle Childs are all justices and eminently qualified. Interestingly enough, Leandra Kruger clerked for, I believe, Justice Breyer at the Supreme Court. So we'll have to see what happens. Frankly, looking at these particular justices, I think in particular Justice Leandra Kruger would be acceptable even to a number of the Republicans. So I think this is he'll get his nominee through. I think he may go with someone like Kruger, who is going to be less of a battle with the Republicans.
You know, one of the things that I really object to is the whole focus on it having to be a black woman. It ought to be the most qualified. If the most qualified person is a black woman, swell. But we have now into the quota thing, and Biden made it clear that that's what he wanted. And I thought that was, I think that's awkward, frankly. It really is awkward.
Yeah, you know, I'm troubled by it. I think it helps to have a diverse court, but I agree with you. It's a Supreme Court. Let's have the best people on there, whatever their color, whatever their race, whatever their ethnicity.
Yep, exactly. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor at Bentley University, also our advisor here and a professional when it comes to the field of law. You can call on him and he'll get you out of jail, just like that. So
there
that's
you go.
It. Our stories and people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.